The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Colonel Mike Weaver, Colonel in the Army?
Army. Armored Cav.
Army. How long did you serve?
34 years.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. The Colonel was telling us an interesting story that he has an idea, and there's some other people in the area that are working on a plan to help the VA, help fix the VA, where you want to do a public-private partnership for a hospital here? Is that... Did I explain it the right way?
Yes, that's correct.
How would that work, and what have you got? What have you accomplished so far?
Well, I think you have to go back to how we got involved in this in the first place. I have to get serious with you for just a minute.
Please do.
I know you have a lot of levity here also,
yeah.
But I spent 2 years in a combat zone, and I am very familiar with what it's like to carry a wounded soldier off the battlefield. And I'm very familiar with the kind of care that those soldiers are going to need for the rest of their life. And I think with the system that we have now, the way we're building VA hospitals, we're wasting a whole lot of money, money that, in my opinion, is dedicated to the veteran, and it's going to the wrong place. And I think there's fraud, waste, abuse, greed, inefficiency.
And those stolen funds, wasted funds, all of that, are funds that should have gone to veterans.
Those are funds that should have been used. For instance, we now have 22 veterans a day committing suicide, and a good number of those are female veterans. We have PTSD. We have traumatic brain injury. We have all kinds of combat-related injuries. And any time you take any money away from that system, you're taking away from the veterans that need to care.
You're hurting veterans.
You're hurting.
That's the best way to say it. What combat zone were you in?
I was in Vietnam. I fought both times around Pleiku and Bong Son. And I was in the 1st Cav in a Cav unit the first time, and in the 173rd Airborne the second time.
What goes through your mind now when you see these guys coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, especially the ones with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries?
Well, there's always been PTSD, but there hasn't been as much traumatic brain injury because the medical system and the evacuation off the battlefield is so efficient today that we're saving a lot of lives that wouldn't have been saved in previous wars.
People would have just died, and
they
now
would have died,
they
yes.
come home, but they have some other challenges.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the hospital you want to build here, and I loved your idea. It certainly has some merit that we should be exploring, where you would partner with the VA and the private sector would partner with the VA to build the hospital.
Well, if you don't mind, let's take a look at the hospital in Aurora, Colorado. They call it the Denver Hospital.
Oh yeah.
That was less than $600 million when they first started on it.
What was the proposed budget for, like, 400?
The proposed budget, the agreement that they had with the contractor was $604 million.
Which was pretty high for a hospital that size,
I think that's way too high for a hospital.
Because you could probably do that for $400 or $500 million and save, right?
You look at a hospital in Owensboro, Kentucky, which was completed in 2013. It's a 400-bed hospital. It's $358 million.
Okay, so it was generous what they were going to spend.
It was very generous. Okay. $604 million is very generous.
And how did that turn out?
Well, we get to the 15th of March 2015. They're 14 months behind schedule, and the price has ballooned to $1.73 billion. That's $1,126,000,000 over budget.
It's $1 billion over budget on something that was already inflated at $600 million.
Yes, that's exactly how I see it.
And if you had come to me and said, Doc, I've got this plan, and we're saving veterans, and it's going to cost us $1 billion or whatever, I would say, great, fine, wonderful, let's do this. But they're not the ones getting the money.
No,
they're not the ones getting the services from the money.
When you're talking about $1,126,000,000, you have to be talking about fraud, waste, abuse, greed, incompetence, inefficiency.
So you have to ask, where'd the money go, right?
Where did the money go? And no one is held accountable for this.
That's got to infuriate you.
So I take a look at this, and we have a hospital that's supposed to be built in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
It's now 11 years in the process. And 5 years ago, the VA purchased 34 and a half acres of land at a place called Brownsboro Road. If you go back and trace and look at the money, they paid at least $3 million too much for the land, and probably $8 million, because over an eight-year period of time, a $5 million investment on that land ballooned to $13 million. So whoever owned the land made $1 million a year on the property.
Wow.
The VA, Veterans Administration Inspector General, looked into that and said they may have paid $3 million too much. But there's no one held accountable for that. There's no one's foot held to the fire for spending that kind of money.
There's the accountability. And we just had Hillary Clinton, by the way, yesterday said they asked her about the election. And the short story is she's like, I'm absolutely responsible. My name on the ballot. But it was James Comey, blah, blah, blah. And we had heard Obama and politicians and people say this. They go, the buck stops here. But they just say it. There's never any punishment or accountability or consequences. So to your point about the hospital, if they're overpaying, the inspectors general always put these out, but there's never the person or persons held accountable. There's no punishment.
If you are a soldier and you have an IG, an inspector general comes in and does an inspection of your unit, you are held accountable. That's the kind of accountability I expected out of the VA IG. And their wording is may have paid $3 million too much. And then when you get the verbiage where it is answered by the VA, it's all in a cloud. It makes absolutely no sense. And no one in their right mind would accept this kind of an answer for spending $3 million too much, except no one's held accountable for that. That's not the way an IG should work. It shouldn't be may have spent $3 million.
You spent
$3 million too much,
right.
A minimum. Why did you do that, and who is going to be held accountable?
And what is that accountability?
And that didn't right. happen. Now, you take it a step further than that. They've owned that piece of property now for 5 years. The VA hospital should have been built in three. They have spent $50 million in purchasing the land and doing the studies, and not a shovel of dirt has been turned.
That's in Louisville.
That's in Louisville. Okay. Also in Louisville, it's only 34 acres, and it's right on the Waterston Expressway.
Okay.
So if you are a veteran and you're there, and let's say you have PTSD, or you have some kind of a physical injury and you're being treated, I think it is important to have a serene area to be in, because I think your mental condition has a whole lot to do with your recovery.
And by the way, a lot of younger veterans are telling us that. They keep saying, stop giving us the drugs and give us some other things that, you know, to other non-traditional treatments like serene settings, service animals,
yes.
Stuff like this.
But if you look out at the Waterston Expressway and all you see is concrete, no place for trees, no place for expansion, you put all that together, it's the wrong place, it's the wrong time, and it should never be built there. Not only that, but they've decided now, in the latest study that they released just last Friday, but that's where they're going to build a hospital. It'll never be built there. It'll never be built there because the people in the community do not want it there. It'll be tied up in litigation for at least 3 years. If you go with a public-private partnership and go with the 50 free acres that we're giving in Ratcliffe, this hospital can be built at less than they have allocated for it to be built. It can be built in 3 years, and it will be to the specifications of the VA, and it will not go over budget.
So you have the land, and is it city or county land?
It's city land. It's city land.
So the city of Ratcliffe is saying, we've got this land. You come and build this here. We can do it in 3 years. We can do it cheaper here, and you're ready to start a lot sooner than they
Land shut ready. This land already been, and the land is on a pastoral setting. It's a very serene area.
We're going to take a look at it.
Well, when you're doing that, just visualize the hospital placed on that wall, mm-hmm. that you would have trees planted around it, and you would have bushes planted around it. And in this part of Kentucky, at certain, well, today I can go out to my house, which is just around the corner here, mm-hmm. and I'll probably find the 8 turkeys that walk through the Grant land every morning.
Awesome.
You'll see a fox from time to time, and you'll see a deer and with a fawn walking through. All of that is part of healing, in my opinion, and you can't heal that way in an area that is already congested, and all you look at is concrete. I think that's absolutely wrong, and the only reason they're building it there, in my opinion, is because somebody made an enormous amount of money off of it, and somebody is going to make a whole lot more money. They have allocated, they say that this hospital will cost $925 million now, so let's call it $1 billion. Mm-hmm. That hospital should not cost $1 billion. Mm-hmm. It will cost less, but if the VA builds that hospital, they will do the tradition, do the same thing that they did in Colorado, the same thing in Los Angeles, the same thing in New Orleans, and the same thing in Orlando. They will all go over budget, and somehow they get the money to go over budget. That's the wrong way to do it. We need to change the model. We need to do it this way with a public-private partnership. We can build it for less money. We can build it on time, and that needs to become the model.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.